Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I hope wherever you are, you're cozy and dry. We got special treats for you today. We have Leanne O'Connor, and we also have a surprise guest calling in later. I'd like to open the show with a little musical tribute to today's guest. First, a clue.
I'm gonna blame it on my mother for what she did to me, for messing with my psyche since I was only three, for having as many fathers as there are seasons of the year. I'm gonna blame it on my mother every time I need a beer. I'm gonna blame it on my mother for every story that she told, like the time we had no Christmas, said Santa died 'cause he was old. Once she wrecked my car, then denied it all to me. I'm gonna blame it on my mother and on heredity. I'm not gonna blame my mother. In fact, I'm kinda glad. You have to be creative to make up good from bad. She was full of joie de vie, no matter how it affected me. So if I'm gonna blame someone, I'm gonna blame me. Nuts because of your family. You're nuts because you're nuts. Crazy insane. Who you trying to kid? Embrace your inner id.
Okay, Leanne, are you
Hi.
There? Hey, Leanne O'Connor. Hello,
How
everybody.
Are you?
We're good. Just a little lead-in music, a little clue as today's guest. Leanne O'Connor is an international board-certified lactation consultant. She's got more than 12 years' experience working with breastfeeding families. She is the past president of New York Lactation Consultant Association and a member of the International Lactation Consultant Association. Well, you got a lot of credits here.
Well, I've been doing it a while.
You have, and you're definitely ahead of all this curve here. So it's all good. And there we go. Stop that music. That must be my long version. Anyway, Leanne, it's great to have you on the show. And today's show is titled Express Yourself. And you do that in a lot of ways, not only being a lactation consultant for many years now, but also a performer. Can you tell us a little bit about your organization, Leanne?
Which one, Nancy? I belong to so many.
I know. Well, let's start with the lactation. How about we do that?
Okay. Well, there's I've been a lactation consultant. I've been board certified for 7 years now, and the New York Lactation Consultant Association is the local affiliate of the International Lactation Consultant Association, and I've been working with them. It's an educational organization since before I was certified. I got a lot of my training and educational components of what I needed to do to become certified through NILCA. That's what we call NILCA. We call it NILCA.
What do you call it?
NILCA. It's, you know, every
M-I-L-K-A or
N-Y-L-C-A. It's the New York.
Oh, NILCA.
NILCA.
I was being a comedian going with milk.
NILCA. Milk it. Milk it for all it's worth, Nancy.
Okay, all right.
I have lots of milk jokes.
Oh, good. I hope you share some today. How did you get into this? How did you start deciding this would be a career opportunity for you or that you enjoyed doing it?
Right.
Just a little background story on this.
Okay. Well, when my oldest daughter, Phoebe, was born just over 14 years ago, I was breastfeeding her, and the first few days was, as with many women, it was pretty challenging, and I was reaching out for help, and some of the help I got was great, and some of it was really terrible, and some of it was sort of all over the map.
What was the terrible?
You don't have enough milk, you know, go ahead and feed your baby some formula. Oh, you know,
were these professionals telling you this?
Some of them were, but probably the ones that were just saying you don't have enough milk. You know, some of the professionals actually asked me leading questions that made me question what if I was doing things right and if I did in fact have enough milk. You know, I'll tell you, there were a couple of people that were incredibly helpful. My sister-in-law, my brother's wife, had nursed my niece successfully.
What is her name? Say your name.
Her name is Sandra O'Connor.
Okay.
And she had suggested that I talk to La Leche League, and so I did that. Also, my husband was the one who was observing things and noticed when things were going well and really coached me and was very, very encouraging.
Always important.
So, incredibly. Having your partner support you is huge in breastfeeding. And I went to a legislative meeting, and it made so much sense. I got to see babies of all different ages nursing and get some really solid information. So I went on to become a La Leche League leader. And
can you just say that because not everybody has lactated.
Right,
La Leche, Leche, which is Spanish for...
La Leche League.
Which is Spanish for milk, I believe.
Right. Well, see, so here's the thing. When this organization was founded, it was founded in the suburbs of Chicago in the 1950s. And when these women were trying to get their information put in the phone book, they weren't allowed to have breastfeeding or breast milk in the phone book. So, right. So there was this, the statue of this, with a Spanish name, and it was some, I can't remember it off the top of my head.
Of course, because La Leche is.
La Leche. And so they decided to call La Leche League. And so La Leche League is an international organization that has been helping mothers for over 50 years now. And there were 7 founding mothers. 5 of them are still alive. They're amazing. And so that was my first step. And I have learned so much from the mothers that I've helped along the way. So I became a La Leche League leader. I did a lot of phone counseling and leading group meetings. And as I did that, the La Leche League leader who was sort of my training person, Kate Sharp, she was also a lactation consultant. She said, you should become a lactation consultant. And I noticed that the women who I really respected within the organization that seemed to kind of know a bit, even beyond, they were additionally lactation consultants in addition to being La Leche League leaders. And I said, you know what, this would be a great thing for me because I like people. I had never met a baby I didn't like. And it seemed like as I had a child, at that time, I only had one child. I thought, well, this will be a nice job to balance motherhood with.
And at that time also, I believe you were acting.
Yeah, I produced a couple of plays by acting in them. I did stand up comedy. I did improv. I performed in a Nancy Lombardo production.
Oh, yes, it was very good. Sex, Lies, and Babysitters.
Lies
How
and
appropriate.
It was wonderful. So
yes, we have performed together. That's
we have.
So you were balancing now. You had a new child. Your first child, and you decided, along with stand-up comedy, because that wasn't enough, you were going to incorporate now a profession.
That's right. And
you felt passionate about this, and you wanted to help other
passionate.
Women. Okay.
And, you know, in my journey with breastfeeding, as I went along, I was sort of amazed at the misinformation out in the world. I remember nursing Phoebe at the swimming pool out on Long Island with my mother-in-law and her friends, and they were all told back in the 1960s and 70s it was, you know, that formula was far better a food for their babies. And it was just, you know, I saw that people were missing out on something, and I saw that there was a lot of misinformation, and I saw people struggling. And I wanted to be in there to help, to sort of pave the way for just sort of normal feeding and making sure that the information was out there. And
that was correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Also, now let me ask you this. With the economy as it is,
yeah,
and the price of Similac and milk being almost as much as gasoline,
right,
do you think there's going to be a resurgence of breastfeeding due to the economy?
Well, you know, I would think so. I would certainly hope so, and I think that's certainly on people's minds. The breastfeeding rates have climbed, I mean, certainly over the last 15 years.
By how much, would you say?
Well, you know, there's little hits along the way. There's been probably the lowest breastfeeding rates were like in the 50s and 60s, when it was down to the initiation rate was maybe like 25%. And initiation of breastfeeding means that the baby touched the mother. That's called breastfeeding. And if that happens, it often doesn't continue. But now we're up to about...
What does that mean? Explain that again. The baby touches the mother?
The baby actually puts his mouth on the mother's breast. That's considered initiation of breastfeeding.
Oh, that's the initiation.
So, right. So if you hear of breastfeeding rates are 25%, and that was back then, and now they're 70-some percent.
Wow, that is a jump.
It's been a big, big journey. I mean, it really has. There's different, but see, then you get into like what is breastfeeding? Is it the baby going to the breast one time, or is it exclusive breastfeeding? Is it where the baby's getting all of his or her nutrition directly from the mother? And there's been a lot of different trends. The current trend now is you know, most people I think are beginning to breastfeed. Certainly with a 70%+.
Listen, let me ask you this, Leanne.
Yeah.
If someone wanted to get more information on this, how would they contact you? Is there a website they can go to?
I have my website, which is leanneoconnor.com.
Right. Speak a little slower, because is that L-E-I-G-H, right?
Right, right. I have
say it again.
I grew up in the South, so I have the longest spelling of my name. It's L-E-I-G-H. AnneOconnor.com.
And that's Leanne O'Connor. And that's for information on breastfeeding, if they want to contact you directly.
That goes directly to me. Now, there's in the New York area, the metropolitan area, people can go to nylca.org. That's the New York Lactation Consultant Association. And then in the last couple of years, ILCA, which is the International Lactation Consultant Association, has come up with the USLCA. So there's now a United States division. So, you know, in the United States, sort of outside of New York, if somebody's looking for help, they can go to uslca.org. And if any of your listeners are, you know, over in Europe or Asia or somewhere else,
wait, there's more.
They can go to ilca.org, which is the International Lactation Consultants Association.
Oh, well, that's very good. So that's Leanne O'Connor leanneoconnor.com. Okay, that's easy, leanneoconnor.com.
Yes. Right.
And you can go there, and I assume you have a contact.
Absolutely.
On the website. Okay, so they can go there if they have questions, or maybe you have questions that someone you know who's expecting and you want to let them know about it. That
Absolutely.
Would be good to share the information. If you want to call in and ask Leanne a question, feel free to do that right now.
Yeah.
It's on the website.
Want to point out, Nancy, on my website, on the homepage, there's about a five-minute video where I'm working with a mother, and we're going over the basics of breastfeeding. So it's you know, really, you get a lot of good information. I kind of laughed at it. I was like, oh, well, how to breastfeed in 90 seconds. But there really is, I was able to impart a lot of good, solid information and working with a real mom and baby. So if people want to go to LeanneOConnor.com and click on that link, they can see a real breastfeeding baby and get some really good tips on breastfeeding.
Yes, okay. And also, if they're listening, they can feel free to call in now. This will be archived, this show, so you can also just go to it anytime. If you missed it, you can hear it again. Leanne, now let's get back. So, all right, you're all over the place because you're obviously now a certified consultant and board certified, I might add. Right. And also, but are you balancing your professional acting career?
Well, a couple of things that I've been able to do. I've done a little bit of acting here and there, but every time I would make money from acting, Nancy, I would get pregnant.
Ooh, it's an aphrodisiac. Who knew?
Who knew? So acting mixed in with having two more children. So I am the lucky mother of three really great kids. And one of the things that I've been able to do is on behalf of La Leche League and on behalf of just breastfeeding mothers in general and on behalf of NELCA, I've been able to speak on television about normal breastfeeding. You know, breastfeeding can sort of be sensationalized in the media. And one of my passions and what I think is really important is to be able to discuss breastfeeding as just the normal thing that it is, that it's not something weird.
And what's some of the TV shows you've done?
I've been on, most recently I was on The Doctors. I don't know if you know that show. Pretty popular show with a panel of doctors filmed out in L.A.
Yeah.
I was a guest on there last month. I've been on the Montel show. I've been on Bringing Home Baby, which was a fun experience. I got to work with another breastfeeding couple, and that's a TLC show. And I've been on Runway Moms. There's a great show about pregnant models. And Liza Elliott has a show. Yeah, and it's on Discovery Health. And I've spoken to the news a few times.
Now you're doing stand up now.
What's that?
How's the stand up going?
The stand up's kind of it's here and there. I've performed on Moms Cracking Up.
That's the Jill Shealy show.
Yeah.
Very good show.
Yeah.
That's the 14th Street Y.
That's right. I've done that a few times.
There for info, you can call the 14th Street Y in New York City.
Right.
Also, you have a show coming up that is sort of, I believe, in conjunction.
Well, here's the thing, Nancy. Well, you know, I'm a creative person, as you know, and I think that's one of the things that makes me a very good lactation consultant. But I started this writing class last year. It's called Writing Motherhood, and it's not a corny, you know, thing that it sounds like it could be. It's a really great creative writing class.
Just to interrupt you, we have a caller on the line, but what's the name of the show again? What's the name of the show?
Expressing Motherhood.
Expressing Motherhood, and where is this going to be?
It's going to be at the Tada Theater.
Tada! Another
Ta-da.
Spanish word.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Okay,
right.
Tada Theater, where's that located?
That is on 28th Street between 5th and Broadway.
And what's the website for that?
The website is expressingmotherhood.com.
Okay, and how much are the tickets?
The tickets, well, there's three performances, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, September 24th, 25th, 26th. On the 24th, it's a special mom's night out. The tickets are $35. Everybody gets a little
September 24th,
bag.
It's and a goodie bag. Okay.
And a glass of wine. And the 25th and 26th, the tickets are $25. It's sort of a straight-on performance.
Okay. And the name of that show again is?
Expressing Motherhood.
Expressing Motherhood, and that's going to be a collection of women presenting stories, poems, songs, I'm just assuming.
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly what it is.
So it's an eclectic evening of moms.
Yeah, exactly.
Much like my show, Momity,
yes,
which is mom comedians.
Exactly.
Hey, let's see who this caller is on the line now.
All right, let's see.
Okay, going to the caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Eileen Johnson. I am a preschool director, and I know Leanne. Hi, Leanne.
Hi, Eileen.
Hello. Leanne, I'm sorry, I really wanted to hear more about your show, but I did want to ask you a question about the your work with the breastfeeding.
Sure.
Leanne, what do you think are the benefits of breastfeeding?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Eileen, because there's been a huge shift in the idea of, like, not even discussing that it's beneficial to breastfeed, but that it's just normal. But sort of going with this to answer a question, not to be a wise guy, you know, babies who are breastfed are nurtured in their mother's arms. They're fed the food that was designed specifically for them. When a baby gets his mother's milk, he's getting antibodies all around her to protect him and help him grow.
Mm-hmm.
And the babies who are breastfed are not as likely to become, you know, sick or allergic with asthma, ear infections.
It boosts the immune system,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
What's that?
It boosts the immune system.
It sets the immune system the way it's supposed to be. It protects the immune system. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody kind of forgets about the moms. Moms who breastfeed are unlike their counterparts, are not as likely to develop different cancers. They're not as likely to develop osteoporosis and hip fractures later in life.
Oh, that's interesting. I did not know that.
There's also, you know, a depression component. Mothers who are connected to their babies are less likely to become depressed. There's just something really great about the connection between a mother and baby who are breastfed, and that's not to take away mothers who aren't breastfeeding, and it's nothing like that. It's just it's just a normal thing. It's just a normal way that we're supposed to be, we're designed.
Not that you're not normal if you should decide not to.
No, absolutely not.
It's a personal decision, right?
Well, the thing is, it should be an informed decision.
Yes.
And people should be supported. And believe me, it becomes a controversial thing because it's like, oh, you know, mothers who can't. There are certainly, I work with mothers every day who have different challenges. And every little drop of milk that baby gets is a gift. So if a baby does have that one, you know, we talked about that initiation, that drop of colostrum.
The contact with the mother, yes.
Right. It's great. And so anyway, it's
no, that's
it's,
very good. And also, Leanne, you left out the best part about breastfeeding. You left out, I mean, besides the obvious, the contact.
The weight loss.
Isn't it true that women who are nursing lose weight and burn off calories through
the thing is, when you're nursing, initially your uterus contracts faster and your body comes back into its old self quicker because your body's responding and you burn up all these different calories from just producing milk. You know, it can be anywhere from like 200 to 600 calories a day depending on you and your baby.
600, that's a Big Mac.
Totally.
So tell us some more about your show. Now, we'll get back to the lactation. Thank you for calling in. Your name again?
Thank you, Leanne. Keep up the good work. People
yeah,
really
Eileen,
need the support at that Eileen? Point in their lives.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Eileen Johnson from Little Missionaries Day Nursery.
Oh, Eileen Johnson. Thank
yes.
you very
yeah.
much.
Thank you, Leanne.
Okay.
Thank you, Eileen.
So we're going to promote the show some more.
Yeah.
And so give me the title of the show is called
Expressing Motherhood.
Expressing Motherhood, and that's www.expressingmotherhood.com.
That's
if you want to get tickets. And now it sounds like a great deal going because it's Thursday, September 24th, Friday
right.
the 25th, and the Saturday the 26th, all
right.
at 8 p.m. Right. Now, I'm thinking that Thursday night with the gift bags, that's got to be the sellout show. People
well,
should order now.
I just got word a couple days ago from the producers that Thursday and Saturday are nearly sold out. They could be sold out at this moment. I don't know. So if you want tickets, you can go directly to expressingmotherhood.com, and there's a place to click on and buy tickets, and it brings you
Not
right
like
over.
That. That's the cheapest night too, right?
I know, right? It goes
yeah.
right over to Theater Mania, and you can get tickets there.
Oh, well, they should do that now if they're listening. And also, let's talk about the creators, Lindsay Cavett and Jessica Cribbs.
Right. They are a couple of moms. The thing is, they've been doing this out in L.A. For the last year or so. They've done three performances already, And so they decided to try New York. And I've only met them via email and talking with them on the phone. And I'm
okay.
excited to meet them in person.
And I can see that these moms, too, from their bios here, that they're both involved in the entertainment industry as a producer and filmmaker.
Right,
and,
right.
And a producer and a writer, Jessica Cribbs, with a short film. Okay, yeah.
Right. So this is their thing. It seems like, you know, it's very cute. This came out of a conversation while their babies were sleeping. You know, this evolved during nap time. And I like that idea because moms are so creative. You know.
Okay, hold on. We have another caller on the line. Yeah, they are creative. And I like this that moms are balancing both. Hello, caller.
Absolutely.
You're on the air. Identify yourself, please.
Hi, thank you. This is Cher Laporte. Hi, Leanne.
Hey, Cher. How are you?
Good. I brought this up with you before, and I just wanted to make a kind of a generalized question. I'm an older mom with my third child, and sometimes I struggle with the fact that I'm still breastfeeding 16 months after the birth of my child, and a lot of people ask me, oh, you're still breastfeeding, and it's sometimes awkward to answer, and I just wonder how you address that with women.
Right. Well, I mean, that is a big thing, and that's really one of my specialties. Is that my passionate group that I lead once a month. It's for breastfeeding toddlers, and you know, the thing is that physiologically it is normal to breastfeed a child somewhere between 2 years to 7 years, and that sounds like radical, a seven-year-old, but there are a lot of 1 and 2 and 3 year olds nursing all over the place. And, you know, people do get curious about it. And I guess I've done it 3 times already. And Sarah, I was also an older mom with Finn, having, you know, a baby a little bit later.
So in answer to her question, which is,
what
is the time? There is no time is the question, right? It's up to the mom.
It really depends upon the mom and the baby. But this is what I want to say about breastfeeding. This is such an important thing that people don't get. I think people get it if you were just reminded, is that breastfeeding, like being a mother, it's a lovely, beautiful thing. But it's also sort of a pain in the butt, right? Sometimes it's like, oh, gosh, I got these kids I got to deal with. And breastfeeding is just an extension of that. So there are times when the breastfeeding is sort of an annoyance. And for an older baby, they're communicating even stronger, and they're more physical. So they're jumping around while they're nursing sometimes, or they're just a little more physically demanding about it.
It's a lot of work. There's no easy. It's not an easy thing for anybody. And it's, again, back to personal choice.
Right, but what I will say, if you're nursing a toddler, that in some ways, in the whole big picture, parts of your life can actually be easier because you can lay down and nurse that child if you're feeling tired, or it's an easy way to get a nap in. It's like, hey, let's.
There's no easy way to be a mother. There's no easy way. I don't think so. I said, yeah, you can get a nap in. That's like, oh, gee, you got a nap in. Now get up and do that laundry.
Yeah.
All right,
I'm
thank you for your call. I have a special guest now coming in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
Bye,
you, ma'am.
Sarah. Thank you.
We have a special guest calling in, and right now, another fellow comedian. Let me click her online, and I really love this woman's work. Her name is Sue Costello. You've seen her around town. You've seen her in numerous shows. She's been at her own TV shows, and she's currently doing a new show called Minus 32 Million Words. Sue Costello, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Nancy.
Hey, Sue, thank you for calling in. I know we're keeping you abreast of things here, but we're glad to have you. Leanne is also a stand-up comedian.
Hi,
and
Leanne.
Leanne, are you there?
I am here. Hi,
oh, yeah,
Sue.
She's a stand-up comedian. Sue Costello also has a show going on. Sue, this is great. You've been doing great work for years. You had your own television show at one point. I loved you in the movie Southie.
Oh,
if anyone sees it, go rent that DVD. She really gives a knockout performance in that. Very real, very touching, actually. And you've done so many wonderful things. Oh, I love this quote that you got from Jerry Stiller and Ann Mara. Sue Costello takes us on a wonderful journey filled with lots of laughter and love. How nice is that?
Isn't that nice? When he came to see the show in L.A., and he literally came outside and he said, Sue, that's real theater. That you just changed me as a person from that show.
Oh, that's great. And when is your show?
My show? running on Monday nights, starting this Monday, September 14th, at the Arclight Theater on 71st.
At the what theater? I didn't
the
hear
Arclight.
That.
Arclight Theater, A-R-C-L-I-C-H-T. I mean, L-I-G-H-T. That's my
Arclight. Okay, Arclight. I hear the Boston in your voice. Okay,
yeah.
The Arclight Theater. And do you have a website so people can find out more information?
Yes, it's SueCostello.com.
Okay, wait, slow. Sue, S-U-E, spell
C-O-S.
Costello. Mm-hmm.
C-O-S-T-E-L-L-O.com.
Okay, Sue Costello. And they can get information on the show there. How much are the tickets?
$20.
$20. You girls are doing a great job keeping that price down. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
and,
that's, I'm doing it.
And this is your one-woman show. What is this based on?
It's my life story. It's actually a play. It's not stand-up
oh, really?
At all. Yeah.
Okay, so this is good. This is a growth thing, much like
yeah.
Leanne with her show, Expressing Motherhood. Now, mine is 32 million words. What does that refer to?
The show is all about growing up in Boston and using my fists, fighting, and everybody told me my whole life to use my words, and I never knew what they meant. And then later on in the show, I educate myself. I move out of Boston, and I read an article in the New York Times that said poor kids have 32 million less words than rich kids.
Wow.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's
so the
something.
Show's all about here's my show even if I don't have the words.
Oh, that's great. And what inspired you to do this show?
Well, when I had my sitcom, it got canceled very quickly because of the logistics pretty much and
mm-hmm.
the semantics because of the marketing and the baseball and all this stuff. And I thought, well, I'm not going to quit. I'm still going to say what I want to say. And I thought, why not do it in front of a live audience and then they'll see what I'm doing. And then they can't argue. Like, a lot of times with TV, they'll hire you for what you do, and then they try to, you know, push it down a little bit and make it more
mainstream. Oh, that's great. So it'll be poignant and captivating,
mm-hmm.
I assume.
Oh, it's funny, and it's very sad. And
yes. Go ahead.
It's everything. It's everything that theater is supposed to be.
And what would you say? Who would this kind of show appeal to?
Everybody. That's what's so funny. I have had people. I had this one woman come. She was probably 90. She
90.
Said somebody had told her about it, and she's like, Sue, that was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, which is so weird that they're so touched by it because I literally just sat down and wrote the truth.
Well,
but
and
I think
where
so
is perfect. The Arclight Theater, by the way? Where is that located in New York
City? On 71st Street between Broadway and Columbus. It's a beautiful theater.
Between Broadway and Columbus. That's very
mm-hmm.
nice. It's good for you, and you have a four-week run here too, right?
Yeah, we're going to extend it as long as it goes well. So.
Oh, well, I'm hoping to get down there and see it. I see you have an upcoming movie too.
I just wrapped The Fighter with Christian Bale and Mark Wahlberg and Amy Adams.
Oh, well, how'd you like that?
That
sounds
awesome.
very impressive cast there, Sue.
Yes, it was excellent. Everything's going good. My career is doing quite nicely, and I'm very happy because my work is matching up with who I am, too, now. Like,
oh.
I took control of my career and decided to do it the way I wanted to do it, and now my work is definitely a representation of who I am as a person, so
I'm
very happy.
That's very good, and Leanne does the same thing. Leanne is I don't know if you've been listening, she's a lactation consultant and stand-up comedian.
Oh, that's nice.
So she's
yeah.
got endless fodder for jokes there.
Oh, cool.
And Sue Costello has breasts, so there you go. Okay.
Oh, we're all connected.
We're all connected.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think everyone's a mother, as long as you nurture other people. I think that everyone is a mother. This is
mm-hmm.
great that you're both doing these shows. Now, Sue, what else are you working on? I see you were also on the Colin Quinn show.
Yeah, I used to be on it. They canceled the Colin Quinn show, but I was on that a lot. That was one of my favorite things to do.
That was the one on cable. I was actually on his pilot on NBC.
Oh, cool. Yeah, Colin's very funny.
He's a very nice guy. And you're currently
mm-hmm.
doing stand-up as well, right?
Oh, yeah, I do stand-up all the time.
And
mm-hmm.
just I know you're doing your show, too, but say in between, if someone wanted to book you privately, where would they go? To
SueCostello.com, and there's a place there. This woman, Nancy, handles my booking for me, and there's a place where you can, it says for booking, you talk to Nancy.
That's great. You know, I'll try and get that up on that information, your website, up later on my website here for the show. Sue, so tell me, do you have any funny mom stories?
Do I have any funny mom stories? My mother tied me to a pole when I was 2.
She tied you to a pole?
Yeah. You know, it's funny, I said that on stage one night, and I didn't know if people were going to be horrified, because I was doing stand-up. And I was like, I don't know if they'll be horrified, but I'm like, I want to say it and see what happens. And this guy starts, like, laughing really hard. I go, what are you laughing at? He's like, my mother used to take the playpen and turn it on me like a cage. And I was like, always trying to top my abuse. And then this other lady starts laughing, and I go, what are you laughing at? She's like, I still do that to my kids.
Oh, my God.
obviously these women aren't nursing, Leanne. They've been pushed to the brink.
Your breath through the crib. You have to have long breaths to get through the crib.
I don't think they're nursing at this point. Tied you to a pole. So that would make you the first pole dancer because you're Irish.
Yeah, well, it was like a string, like a dog. You know how when dogs have a string and then they can only go so far and then they fall over? That's what
used to happen. Gosh.
I had a cousin in Boston who used to be tied to a tree.
See?
It's a
very Boston thing. You're not joking, right?
What are you Boston people tying people to trees? Boston, the home of free-range children.
No, you have to leave Boston to be a free-range child.
Oh, I guess. Yes. I guess. So, Leanne, where did you grow up? You grew up here?
I grew up in North Carolina, but my dad was from Boston. I'm an Army brat.
Oh, Boston. Yeah. Okay. So, and I know, Sue, you're
from a mixed marriage, from a Yankee and a Southerner.
Ben, Sue, your parents?
My parents from Boston, straight up.
Straight up from Boston, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
Are you currently performing in New York City for someone besides your show? Because I know you
stand
you double
up at the Broadway Comedy Club on the weekend of the 25th, September 25th and 26th.
Well, and what time is your show? Because people have to divide it between.
They have to see Expressing Motherhood at 8
Then they'll have to go on the 24th or the 25th. And one of those days.
They'll see Sue on Sunday.
Well, they can see me anytime. I do stand up a lot.
No, but they should go. Well, the Broadway Comedy Club, what time? What show?
I'm not sure the times. The times are up on my website.
Okay, so they can go to SueCostello.com to see that.
Yep.
And make sure if you call in that you say you're there to see Sue Costello.
Yeah, I'd rather them come see mine in 32 million words. It's more important.
Oh, more important? All right. Then that's what you have to do, people. Get the word out.
Yeah.
Support women who are doing theater. Support women who, like Leanne, are doing Expressing Motherhood.
Motherhood.com.
Go to there, see that show. That's a great show with free gift bags. And go see Sue Costello also, because it's not easy to mount a one-person show. I've done it. I've written for them. It is so much work, and it's when you're doing it, you're the only one on stage, I assume, right, Sue?
Yeah, hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. Which is, I don't know about you, I used to have my notes hidden all over the stage.
I
would forget.
I got it all memorized.
You're good.
You're reliving your life, Sue. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's cool. That's what the whole show is about. It's pretty much about like kind of letting go of your past or not letting your past weigh you down. But also, like, embracing it. And by me doing the show, it's actually, I don't have to tell them about it because the act of me doing it and telling the truth is actually, you know, that whole idea of walking the walk instead of talking
telling
the talk.
Telling the truth. And it begins from early childhood and until now, I assume.
Until now, yeah. And then the end is, that's it. Here I am. I figured that much out. Now I have no idea where I'm going.
Can you give us a line, one of your favorite lines from the show?
It starts off with, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been 6 days, 23 hours, and 15 minutes since my last confession."
You are Catholic. I guess, Leanne, yes. You're Catholic too, I assume?
I have to tell you, I threw up my first Holy Communion, and that is not a lie.
You what?
I threw up my first Holy Communion.
You threw up the wafer?
Sure, yes, she threw it up.
Yes,
she did. She was like, "This can't be true." That was like a physical reaction, like a subconscious physical reaction.
I couldn't do it for years, and I thought it was going
to the body of who? Wait a minute.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it totally. See, that's it. You're going to show, Leanne.
I had a Southern Baptist mother and my father.
Oh, that's why. I was going to say you're from the South. It was the Baptist in you that threw up, not the Catholic.
Either one. Doesn't matter.
Either one. That's great. And Sue, how long is this the premiere of your show? Is this the first time it's running in New York City?
No, I've been workshopping it a lot, but now I'm ready. Like Patricia Clarkson came to see it when I did it last time.
Love her.
You know, Patricia Clarkson. Oh my God, she's and she said to me, Sue, stop messing around, stop hiding the show. Everybody has to see it.
Oh
and when
yeah.
When she said that to me, I was like, she's so right because I've been hiding it because I'm scared.
Oh.
Well, don't be scared.
It's
very brave. One person shows. When you see one person show, you're putting it all out there. It's you for the hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to, you know, give respect to Sue for doing this. This is a lot of work. And Leanne, hopefully you'll get to your one person show one day.
My kids have to get a little bit older.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So they can understand it. You can send your messages through your show. Come see the show, kids.
They'll be your little bringers.
Train them.
How long did it take you to write the show, Sue?
12 years.
Wow, 12
yeah.
years. Mm-hmm. That's great. And the time of the show again? What time does it end?
7:30 p.m.
7:30 p.m. And it's is it
starts
one night a
tomorrow
week?
Tomorrow night. Monday night.
Every Monday. Oh, that's mm-hmm. great because that's perfect, Sue. It's dark.
Yes,
all the
that's
theaters
why I did
dark.
It.
That's the mm-hmm. perfect night to go see a show.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. That is so great.
And it's great. And I hope you're getting the word out there. It's true. You
I'm
do
doing
have
whatever
to
I can.
To get
you helped me this morning. I didn't even know that today was the day, and you're very nice to do that for me.
But we're
going to
have another.
It.
We're going to do another interview, a longer version of it, because we're winding down in time now. I want to thank both of my guests, and let me just reiterate, Expressing Motherhood, you can get tickets for at www.expressingmotherhood.com. And lactation information, you can go to www.leanneoconnor.com. And that's L-E-I-G-H, leanneoconnor.com. And good luck with your show. And Sue Costello is S-U-E, Costello. Costello.com, and you can get all your information. I want to highly recommend you go see both shows, and I can't wait to see it so I can give you a review, Sue.
Awesome.
And I'm sure it's going to be a great show. And we'll wind down now. And
thank you so much, Nancy.
And
thank
you both for being a guest on Comedy Concepts. Thank you. And everybody, have a nice, wonderful, wonderful rest of your day, rest of your life. Be good by doing good. Share the wealth. Support the arts by supporting the arts. See these ladies' show. Thank you very much. Big kiss. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you.
Bye. Thanks, Nance.